Hey.
I have another girl for your Carly Ripa thing.
Okay.
Dakota Fanning.
Stop. Okay.
Dakota Fanning.
She's the little girl. She was just in the De Niro.
And the Cat in the Hat.
The Cat in the Hat girl. I bet she's got a better body.
Dakota.
At least from the belly button up to the neck.
Dakota.
I love that. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I've got the smallest breast to share with you, but I can't remember her name. The chick from Will and Grace.
Deborah
Messing.
Is off
tiny,
the flat.
Tiny.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think she's in Kelly Ripa.
She does the major push-up thing.
She does, but she is just like a 2x4.
Really?
Yeah.
She just had a kid, though.
Well, then maybe
the Fitty Terry came to see her.
I'm going to find this picture of Kelly Ripa, and then I'm going to show you.
Okay. You know who else has larger breasts than Kelly Ripa is the boy from the Cat in the Hat.
While you're looking for that picture, Mike, on DonnaMikeWebsite.com, we, for no good reason, well, yes, for a good reason, we have a picture up of Lindsay Lohan. There was a story, who cares about this, she's having her freckles removed with laser stuff.
Uh-huh.
But here's a couple of pictures of her.
Right.
Check this out. She's smoking, and I don't mean she's smoking. I mean she's smoking a cigarette. And look at that, Mike. I know you're looking for another picture, but look at that one. Check out Lindsay Lohan. That's on our website right now if you go to today's show.
Yes. That's scary. She looks scary thin.
Right? Also on our website today, we have a link to a really great story. It's at celebrityjustice.com, but if you go to our website, we'll have a link in this. If you consider yourself a patriot, you're going to love what Robert Blake had to say. Someone walks up to Robert Blake on Friday, talks to Robert Blake about the trial, and Robert Blake says, quote, "Are you going to be on a mule this weekend? You're supposed to be on a mule this weekend. Everybody's supposed to be on a mule."
He's crazy. You never know what he's meaning.
Then he says, "Mules are patriotic." So you have to see him say it yourself.
Wow.
It's at celebrityjustice.com. We will have a link on our website. What are you looking for?
What's that?
Are you still looking for the Kelly Ripa picture?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Now, come on.
I can talk and look. You do it. I can do it.
No, come on. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I asked for. Your undivided attention.
Total attention.
Your total undivided. You wrapped attention. You got 9 minutes during the commercial.
I know.
Find the picture during the commercial.
I will. Absolutely. I will.
I'm totally focused on the show. I can listen. I'm not looking at you.
You're looking at ads now.
I know. I'm looking
at Wendy's.
Ooh, do what tastes right. Wendy's. Old-fashioned hamburger. All right. Fight for fame.
Hi, Mike.
Series premiere. Hi, Bailey Big Boys. On E. There, I found it.
Oh, good.
Finally. Sorry. It was distracting me. There it is.
That's Jay Leno.
That's Jay.
That's Jay Leno. That's
where's Jay?
Jay Leno.
Mike, do you care about Dennis Rodman?
No.
Okay. Then we'll just move on to our field goal.
He was wonderful on the on our show, though.
Now, Dennis Rodman is joining that group in Finland every year. They do the contest to carry the wives. I mean, I know you see this on ESPN,
right,
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you just find the picture?
I got three magazines. It could be in any one of the three. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
But let me get this out of the way.
A man on a mission.
No, it's just, because I brought it up, and it really, you mentioned it, and then I saw the picture, and it brought it home so much that it was incredible. And, there's so many of these celebrity pictures in here.
Let's play a little Wheel of Fortune.
It's very...
Buzz?
Yes.
The first word has four letters. The second word has four letters.
Uh-huh. Four.
What would you like to start? Would you like to buy a vowel?
Yes.
What would you like to buy?
I'd like to buy an A, please.
No, why don't you buy an E?
Okay, I'll buy an E.
Okay, there's one E.
Uh-huh.
It's the next to last letter of the second word.
Okay, all right.
Would you like to buy another letter, Buzz?
Yes, I'd like to buy an I, please.
Well, why don't you buy an S?
I'd like to buy an A. Well, it's
good
a consonant,
choice.
But I'll take an
care.
S.
The S would be the first letter of the first word.
All right, got it.
What would you like to buy now, Buzz?
I'd like a C.
Yeah.
No?
Why don't you try a P?
All right, a P, please.
P is the first and last letter of the second word.
Gotcha. All right.
Any idea yet what this Wheel of Fortune is?
No, not yet. Oh, yeah. Well,
it's not dirty.
Yes, I see it now.
Have you solved the puzzle?
I have. Is it show prep?
There you go. You follow that. There's only 20 hours of the day that you're not here, Mike, but you could be looking for this picture.
I should. Well, I found it, and then I brought it up, and then I just sort of bookmarked it, but I didn't do that. I'm not really good at that.
Thanks,
it's like
Pat.
Studying in college. It's probably not going to be here. Now it's hiding on me. Now it's a goddamn quest.
Maybe it's on the jet.
Okay. It's on the jet. No, it's not on the jet. They didn't have any magazines on there. All they had was good conversation. Stimulating conversation, really. It was wonderful. Jet noise. It was terrific stuff. All right, it's not here. It's not here either. Boy, the pressure's on me now. You'd think, you know, that she'd pop up on one of these pages. You really would. Now, I've gone through both of them. I've got the last one here. And
we'll take your time.
I'm moving as fast as I can.
Turning
I'm going through every individual page now. Hello!
Yeah. Ah, he found it.
This will demonstrate it.
Yeah.
I'm still not disappointed.
What? That's like a regular picture of her.
I know, but take a look at the chest. Oh, it could have been. You know what? You could have had the soup in the concave, and it wouldn't have been worth it after all that. This is where I really noticed it. She's wearing a halter top, a green halter top, and this is it. This is the picture we should put on the website. I just saw
it's a picture from Us Magazine.
I know. It's a picture that shows me. It's the first time I've realized how small her breasts are.
I was agreeing with you.
And yeah, perfect. I'm getting
it. Right? Now, you know, I know what it's going to be now.
What?
I know what it's going to be now.
What?
I can see it.
What's
it going to
be now?
No computer, no magazines. No computer now.
No
magazines.
No, you can have your magazines.
Sure, that make Mr. Attention Deficit.
Have your magazines.
Anything to distract him during the
Enjoy
show.
Enjoy your magazines.
Absolutely.
That's
and
all
I won't be
ask.
Able to bring any written material in here whatsoever.
Just to pretend like you're paying attention to what we're doing here.
I was simply looking down trying to find it, and I thought it was a perfect example of your theory. Your original theory of the fact that she's got 11-year-old boy breasts.
I got one more picture.
Okay.
That's already on our website.
All right.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yes.
It is the mother that bought a hooker for her kid for the prom.
All right.
And there's the picture. That's the hooker.
You.
That's the kid.
The hooker's
from,
gross looking.
I don't know. Somewhere in Colorado. The stripper's name is Sassy. The kid turned 16. Around the prom.
Did they invite other boys to the show, to the birthday party?
This is one kid.
All right.
One kid. Coolest mom ever. Let me see. Hold on. He's under 18. As soon as he finds out he's got a hooker, he calls his friends. They all come over. Everybody at the party was underage except for the kid's mother and father, who are both there.
Are they going to jail or anything like that?
Yeah, they're taking her to jail. Here's the funny part. She would have gotten away with this. The mom would have gotten away with hiring the hooker for the kid, except she took the photos to a drugstore to have them developed, and that's when they called up and said...
So there were, like, real action photos that they took?
There were some action photos, yes.
Oh, my God.
We don't have the action photo up on our website. We just have the slut.
Yeah.
And
the regular portrait picture, and I have to be honest with you, that's just not that impressive a picture.
And when I take it back, that's... That's a joke. Ow. Ow, George.
Don't hurt you.
Ow.
I smashed the thing and
ow.
I hurt my thumb.
Ow, don't hurt
me. I'm going to need that Bermuda dog.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Don't hurt me.
Okay. Ow. Focus, Mike. Focus.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, guys. I heard, I forgot where I heard it, but I've heard a rumor that Jessica Simpson is dating Bam Margera.
Yep, I've heard that
as well. That's in the tabloids.
Did we mention that last week, as a matter of fact?
We did indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Sandra Bullock, Sheryl Crow, and George Bush. Oh, wait, that's Saggy. Sorry.
Hold on. Are you doing a riff here, or are you trying to make an actual
statement? Of a riff.
Oh, no. A list. I got to put
and Sandra Bullock, if you're doing the small breast thing.
Sandra Bullock is not a member of the small breast.
No way. He didn't say that.
Well,
he said
well, saggy.
His three were saggy.
But hers
okay, hollow
saggy.
Then.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullocks are not hollow.
Not funny.
Okay, you are disqualified. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Celebrity the hooker most resembles, please.
Celebrity who?
The hooker most resembles.
You know, from a distance, really, when you look at it really quickly, she looks like that woman from New York that's had all the plastic surgery.
The Catwoman?
The Catwoman, yeah. Yeah. She's very disturbing looking. Look at the website and see for yourself.
I think she looks like a female wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Which is gracias.
And now that I look at the caption underneath the picture, mm-hmm. boy, am I stupid. Because the picture is not of the hooker and the kid. That's the mom.
Ah, I bet the hooker looked better.
That's the mom on the right. That's the mom, the coolest mom ever, with the right hair, on the right with the long hair.
Which one has the red hair? That's the hooker that's got the red hair.
That's the hooker. That's the mother.
That's what I thought when you showed it to me originally.
I thought that was the son.
Oh, the kid. Well, there are kids that have hair that long, but that's not necessarily that feminine.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, that mom that sent the stripper to her kid?
Yes.
Kid's 16, the mom's 34.
What's it say here? He's under 18. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and?
Yeah, so she was 14 when she had the kid.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's right.
Hey, good pull on that.
Cool. Okay.
Babies having babies.
Yes.
No good can come of it.
All right, my friend. We're going to send you 106 condoms.
Word.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Thanks for being an instant winner.
Word.
Don Mike's show.
Word.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Us Magazine actually said that Katie Holmes wasn't even Tom Cruise's first choice. There were three different people that the publicist interviewed before her.
You mean the publicist, as they were trying to find a suitable companion for Tom to promote his movie?
Maybe you could do that research
exactly.
for us, Mike.
I will. I'll do it during the 9 minutes.
No, you won't.
I promise I will.
No, you won't.
I'm going to pour over these magazines.
No, you won't.
And then I'll just, I'll itemize them and I'll staple them together.
No, you won't. You're going to kill yourself during the next break.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for the call.
No problem.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
And, of course, I meant with those cigarette sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing today, buddy?
Had somebody over the weekend say to me, smoking a cigar, in front of this establishment.
Right.
A guy came out and said, no smoking cigar inside. I said, I know, that's why I'm outside. And the guy said, you can smoke cigarette sticks inside.
Cigarette sticks.
I said, what's a cigarette stick? He said, you know, Marlboro, cool, light.
Cigarettes, was that an old guy?
Yes!
Cigarette sticks.
Yes. But very Eastern Shore-ish.
Yeah, those cigarette sticks will kill you, boy.
Hello.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I just want to ask Michael a question. When's he going to hammer out the t-shirts for his Look Around Cafe?
What does that have to do with anything? I'm still trying to focus on the show. Stop it. Don't call again.
What? Did you do that as a verb?
Oh. Yeah, he did.
I think that's why he called.
You think so? Well,